Hello, everybody. Welcome here at Fostum at the Lightning Talks. I want to introduce to you
Benjamin,
and talk about celebration open standards, how podcasting 2.0 shaped the future of podcasting. Give him a warm welcome and enjoy the talk.
Hello, everyone. The world is a mess. Fire everywhere. Floods everywhere. Species becoming extinct every day. On top of that, our private data, who were stolen by big US corporations, are now being stolen by big IA US corporations, then stolen by European IA corporations, then stolen by IA Chinese corporation. So if you came here to hear me complaining about the way the world goes, you're in the wrong room, because I'm here to tell you a story about hope and love. So I'm Benjamin. I love podcasts. I love free and open source software. I'm the father of Castopod, which is an open source podcast hosting platform connected to the Fediverse with ActivityPub. And so today I'm here to tell you a story. No big deal, just one story. But I think it's a story that is worth telling. Since I have only a few minutes, I'll go straight to the point. So almost 14 billion years ago, the Big Bang, birth of the universe, which is kind of important. Then, 4 billion years ago, formation of the Earth, then life on Earth, then extinction of the dinosaurs, which is a pretty important thing because I told you many species are getting extinct. First human 2.5 billion years ago, then birth of language, which happens to be kind of important when we are talking about podcasting, but we'll see that later. Invention of writing, then probably the most major event from this timeline, the first podcast being published. So here, let's take a break because it's worth knowing what is it that we're talking about here. So what is a podcast? Who knows what is a podcast here? Okay, almost everyone. So does this look familiar to you? Raise your hand if it's familiar. Okay, so like a half. So a podcast is an audio file, usually MP3 or AAC. It can be other format, but these are the most common ones. Hosted on the web, syndicated through RSS feed, and containing metadata to tell what this is about. So let's have a flashback. 2 years ago, I was here at FOSDEM, talking about what is a podcast, and this is what I showed. Does it ring a bell to anyone here? So this is a podcast. It's an RSS feed, meaning anyone, any platform, any app can read it, can share it, can do whatever they want to. So you're free. Your content is not locked in a silo or in a closed platform. This is not a podcast because it's not available anywhere outside of this platform. So again, this is a podcast, not a podcast. Let's go back to the timeline. So in 2005, Apple launched iTunes Podcast, which is a big deal because basically for 15 years, Apple sustained the podcast ecosystem. They didn't get any money from it, except the fact that probably they sold some iPods, but they made the podcast ecosystem alive, but they did not touch it. There was not a single feature launched between these 15 years, between 2005 and 2020. Which, when you think about it, is really weird, because during that time we had social networks, DSL connections, 3G, 4G, and so many things, but the podcast did not evolve at all. 2012, extinction of Google Listen, which was a platform for listening to podcasts. And then Google Reader, who replaced Google Listen, also got extinct. And then Google Play Music, who replaced Google Listen, also got extinct. I told you many species disappear. So now, in the summer of the year 2020, two guys, Adam Curry and Dave Jones, started to, I think, getting bored of Apple not doing anything regarding podcasts. So they decided to start a movement, an ecosystem, a family. There is no strict definition for that, which they call Podcasting 2.0, which is just a new DTD, meaning a way to add new features to podcasting. And they introduced the transcription tag, which is something very basic. It's just a way to say in an RSS feed, this is the audio content, let's say an MP3 file, but there's also next to it an SRT file or a text file with all the transcripts, which is a huge deal, because as long as the MP3 file are alone, you just have the metadata to tell you what's in it. And we know that metadata are not always filled the same way for everyone, and sometimes there's almost nothing, just the title. So knowing what is actually inside the MP3 file becomes very easy once you have the transcript. So it changes everything. But only for people using it. And so at that time, there were only a few of us implementing this. Within six months, several dozens of software and company used it, which I was really, really gladly surprised with that. But let's face it, it was just the small players, not the big ones. So 2 years ago, I was here to tell you about how podcasting 2.0 would eventually change the face of podcasting. But I have to admit now, I was lying. I was hoping that it would, but I knew deep inside that we were too small. We were fighting against giants, big tech, and we were trying to make everything compatible with each other, with interoperability. And at some point, you have to be realistic and face the truth that it will work with a small community, but that's it. But last year, in a very odd turn of events, Apple Podcasts added transcriptions to their platform. And the thing is, the way they did it is probably the best that we could dream of. They added their own servers to actually provide the transcription and make it. But if your podcast is hosting someplace with the transcript tag, and if you are already providing the transcription with your own servers, and because you'll do it yourself, Apple will fetch it and will publish it to their platform. So if they had asked me they hadn't, but if they had asked me how should we do it, I would probably have told them to do it the way they actually did it. So it's, we have to acknowledge that they, what they did is really fair and goes into the right direction. Obviously, why eventually they did that, especially Apple, who like invented the not invented here system, is probably because now they fear that they have competition with Spotify, who is releasing new features. So probably they had to do something. But eventually, we have to see that this is something really, really nice. So what's important here is, what should we conclude from this? By embracing podcasting 2.0, the podcast ecosystem can stay independent, innovative, and resilient. And it works, for real. Now, the fact that Apple Podcasts implemented the transcript tag, of course, many, many companies woke up and said, oh, this is for real, so we have to implement it as well. So right now, there are 63 platforms implementing the transcript tag. And transcription, of course, is not the only feature that Podcasting 2.0 is adding. There are many, many more. So we can bet that more of them will become widely accepted by the whole podcasting ecosystem. So if you want to know where to get information, there are many, many ways. The easiest is probably to go to podcasting2.org, where you'll find everything, whether you're a listener, a podcaster, or a developer. So this is the URL you should probably write down. And, of course, I said that Podcasting 2.0 is a community. Everyone is welcome. If you need a feature that does not exist, anyone can ask for a new feature to be developed and adopted. And maybe it will work, maybe it won't, but anyone can play a part. One last thing, last year Google Podcasts also got extinct. So one question remains, when will YouTube Podcasts extinct? So thank you, that'd be all for me. If you want to know more about podcasting and how we can make this ecosystem interoperable and sustainable, we'll have a talk tomorrow at the Birds of a Feather Trek A, and we'll talk about web monetization. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your talk.